Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Wyndham Hotels and Resorts makes travel possible for all. Whether it's the long haulers looking for a great cup of coffee, a roomier rest for the on a whim road trippers, or a place to make summer memories with the whole family. No matter who you are, where you're going, or why, with 24 trusted brands to choose from like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, your Wyndham is waiting. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
This is
Greater Boston.
Who is it?
it's your mail carrier, Officer Linzer Coolidge.
Oh, you couldn't just leave it in my P.O. box?
No, ma'am. This stack had a special note requesting hand delivery whenever possible.
Get it.
I wasn't quite done with my deliveries to that station, officer.
Just Gemma, Bernie. I'm a private citizen again.
I'm sorry to hear it.
I'm sure not.
Well, it's just... the logistics of hand delivering a piece of mail in Redline are a bit of a nightmare. I don't know how you residents do it. First, you gotta know the whole schedule like the back of your hand, but then you've also gotta remember which car number you live in. It's a hell of a lot of math to do this late on a Tuesday.
Get used to it. Schedule is nothing if not prompt these days.
Sure it is, but even then, you've only got seconds to get to the right car before the train leaves again, and you gotta wait hours until it comes right back around. Or try and hoof it to another station on foot.
Yeah, the cardio is wonderful. So, what's this important note you've got for me?
Oh, yes, of course. Oh, that Michael Tate fella. Sent a big old stack of these to the post office all at once with some very specific instructions. It was wild what happened to him.
It certainly is. Would you like anything while you wait for the next stop?
I'm fine, ma'am. Thank you very much. I'll just wait right here and hop off once we get there. Don't you mind me.
Let me know if you change your mind. I've got some really great wasabi peas.
Dear Gemma, I'm writing you from what will likely be my deathbed. Or, my death floor, I guess. I don't really have the strength to make it back to the bed. It's not quite how I saw myself going, trapped for months inside the publisher's secret apartment atop Third Sight. But it's nicer than my place. And a lot less full of squeezy stress balls. So, at least there's that. At this point, it's no one's fault but my own that I'm in this situation. I didn't trap myself up here, and I'm not the one who hid the passcode for myself, but I've had access to all these pneumatic tubes for all this time, and am only reaching out now, and it's probably too late. Sometimes we're our own worst enemies in that way, don't you think? We try our best to do what's right. At least in our own minds, and sometimes it's to the detriment of our own good. For a while, after I was trapped up here, there was this regular grocery delivery. Yeah, nothing fancy, but enough bread, milk, eggs, and some produce to get by. I suppose the publisher, didn't want to add murder to his laundry list of crimes, but I have a sneaking suspicion that Phil was at least partially responsible for those. Because as soon as I warned Louisa of his betrayal and the two of you took him in, those deliveries dried up. You see, it was so important to me that Louisa be protected from his dishonesty that I may have doomed myself in the process. I'm sure this all sounds very familiar to you. If not in, the exact details, then at least in the experience of it. No? Gemma, you are a person I sincerely think I could be very close friends with. And I'm extremely glad that Louisa has you in her corner. You're a good person. And I do believe that. But sometimes, your quest for the truth and justice, when it comes to this city and the people living in it, your need to be absolutely right about any given situation stops you from being sympathetic at best. And at worst, it sees you dragging yourself and everyone else around you deeper into danger, just so that you can say, "I told you so." I hope you will take this to heart. Sometimes, it's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Because then, you can focus on fostering the good in your life, rather than constantly obsessing over the bad. At the very least, it'll stop you from making our mutual friend accomplice to another illegal break-in while she tries to establish a legitimate name for herself. If you don't, I'm afraid you're on track to lose more than your cushy job on Redline. You're gonna lose your friends. And maybe even your family, too.
Wow, Tate. Really didn't want to pull any punches there, did ya? Just sat there, starving to death, using whatever last bit of energy you had to stab me in the jugular. I'm glad to know you had this all running through your head at that moment as life slipped away. That's just super comforting and not at all weird. No, not one bit.
Please, just recognize that you've already done so much to earn the love and respect of the people lucky enough to have you in their life. And maybe, for once, cling to that. I think you'll find things will be a bit easier when you do. On that note, if I haven't already been saved at this point, I hope you'll at least find a way into the secret office at Third Sight Media so that this won't be my final resting place. Please don't let it be. There's a secret elevator behind the kombucha machine. It's impossible to miss as long as you know what you're looking for. So, please come get me. And I love you, Gemma. Goodbye. Your friend, Michael Tate.
Huh. Something mighty illuminating in that letter.
Not really. I mean, nothing I didn't know already in the back of my head anyway. How many of these did you say you've hand-delivered so far?
I didn't, but it's been quite a few.
You know, if that shitbird Tate had spent half as much time worrying about his own health and safety rather than writing these little screeds telling all the people in his life how they're living wrong, we probably could have found him a whole lot faster than we did. But I'm glad the kid's all right. His heart's in the right place. Even if he can be a bit of a space cadet.
Well, I'm just happy he's safe.
I'm sorry again for, kidnapping you and all. But I'm not exactly the new mayor's favorite person these days, and I get kind of jumpy when people show up at the rail car uninvited.
Say no more, Mrs. Lindsay Coolidge.
Please, Bernie. You've known me long enough that you can call me Gemma. Do you need any help getting back to Braintree?
I'll make my way there. You take care of yourself, Gemma.
I'll try, Bernie. It's harder than it sounds.
Greater Boston is written and produced by Alexander Danner and Jeff Van Driesen, with additional support from Jordan Higgs, T.H. Ponders, Bob Rimunda, and Jordan Stillman. Recording and technical assistance from Mark Harmon. This mini-episode was written by Bob Rimunda. This episode featured Lydia Anderson as Gemma Linzer Coolidge, Josh Rubino as Bernie the Mailman, and James Oliva as Michael Tate. Charlie on the MTA is performed by Emily Peterson and Dirk Titi. Moog Tune by Dirk Titi. You can support the production of Greater Boston at patreon.com/greaterboston.
Oh, wait. Okay, wait. I'm going to just look up that train music that's always going on. I'll have him whistle that. And also, I'm sorry that this is a long thing that I initially thought was cute, but now I've devoted too much time to it. Do not keep it in here.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
This is I reporting. He's at the Lao Chang restaurant, Changchun, northeastern China. It's spring 1997. Once it started, I'll leave him in Ming's hands. That's a joke. Ming doesn't have hands.
And what do you do, exactly, besides dance with strangers?
I work for the postal service.
You're a postman?
Weird, right?
Miss Cloutier, what is it?
It's just a bit strange. A letter for me from Hong Kong. And there's no stamp.
I need stamps to write a dead person?
Yep, there's a cost.
How much?
A pound. A pound of flesh. A pound of you.
It seems like a lot.
Lift up your shirt!
What's that?
Just hold this tube over your stomach! We are done that!
Ow!
Yeah, this is gonna hurt!
What?
Nothing!
The very worst thing that could possibly happen.
Set up lease right back. If your letter can find me here, then I think we have a lot to talk about. Saludos. Raul.
The Very Worst Thing That Could Possibly Happen. An audio drama in 9 parts. Produced by Wolf at the Door Studios. Out now. For more information, please visit WLFDR.com.